Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And we've got quite a treat tonight. Oh, incidentally, this is a live show. They always told me to mention that because we do a lot of these from the archives. This is Friday the 13th, January the 13th, 2012. And we've got a very unusual show tonight because we're talking on both sides of the world. I don't know if I mentioned it on my other shows, but this is why Julia's not here. She hasn't been here now for several weeks. And some of you, I don't know if you've noticed her being gone or not, but she hasn't been here because she's in England. We now have an office in England, and our company is expanding. So we have an office over there now, and we have people that are working for us over there. So she went across the pond to set everything up and get everything in motion over there. And she'll be back here live next week. But she is on the line in England, and we also have Stephanie Bell, who is also on the line. So I said, this is a very big party line. They've got it stretched all over. So I guess they can do anything now. And they're on Skype with the audio. So we're going to see if we can hook all of this together, three different places, and see if we're going to make it work tonight. Of course, for them, it's 1 o'clock in the morning over there. But Seth said that we can take call-ins tonight, too, if anyone wants to call in. And I've really enjoyed that the last 2 weeks when people have called in and asked questions. But I'll give out the toll-free number if anyone does want to call in and ask questions tonight. It's 1-888-627-6008. Okay, now, Julia, you're there, aren't you?
I'm here.
Okay. Almost half, about a half a world away.
I could say something Englishy like, but I'm not thinking of it right now because it's actually not the 13th here, it's the 14th. So we'll correct that for you.
The 14th? you're not in Australia. That's whenever they go a whole day ahead and behind.
I'm in the 14th. It's the 14th. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's the 14th.
Oh, okay. Well, since we've been doing all this traveling around, we know there's no such thing as time anyway. Time is relevant.
That's right.
So now I see what you mean. Right. You've already gone past midnight. It's 1 o'clock. So you
are a
day ahead of us. But
yes.
that's why I said time doesn't mean anything because it's so messed up anyway when you're doing all this traveling. Okay.
Right.
Do you want to start by telling them about our office we have opened up over there in England?
Yeah, I think we had mentioned it before that we were going to do this, and then now here it is a reality, and I've got Vitaly here. He's in the office with me here. He's going to be essentially the voice of this office. He's the director here, and so this is really exciting.
When we were doing that 5-month tour all the way around the world, we were in England, and that's when you were looking and you found this place and went ahead and started the ball rolling on it.
Well, it actually happened even closer, very much sooner than that. That's when we got it really all kind of came together. We got the idea, and I mean, it may have been something we had thought about, but we never actually put any balls into motion until on that trip. And then all of a sudden, everything just started moving. And it was just amazing how fast everything went. And we were looking back, after I got here, we were looking back at really this whole thing manifested in 2 months' time. And when you think about that, that's extraordinary. So
it is, especially in a foreign country and not knowing what to expect. But we are doing so much business now in Europe and over there, we thought it would be a good idea to have a European office, and England is the perfect place. But you said it has turned out to be just everything that we wanted it to be, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just amazing how it's worked out. So if I could go ahead and introduce Vitaly, I know he's not a voice that's foreign to BBS Radio, so, and to our listeners, but it's very cool that he's joined our family, and then we'll be bringing Stephanie in a minute also. So we've got, our family is very much growing, and yes, going
majorly global.
We have
another man
global.
Working for us over there, too, so. But he lives in London, doesn't he, and comes out?
Right, yeah, Ali is in London, and he's manning projects for us and everything. Yeah, he'll be out, I think, here pretty soon. So, but yes. Well, so anyway, I'm going to.
Yeah, you want to introduce Vitaly, and then we can tell them where the office is located, where you're talking from.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead, introduce Vitaly. Okay.
Hello, Dolores. Hello to the listeners. I am Vitaly, and I'll be the voice of Ozark Mountain Publishing here in the UK. And I really wanted to take this opportunity to thank Julia for opening these windows of opportunities, not just for myself, but for many people who follow and support the work of Ozark Mountain Publishing. As Julian mentioned earlier, within 2 months, we were in two locations, and we found the perfect spot near Glastonbury or near Marlborough in Wiltshire. So we got the highly energetically charged area, and everything kind of almost up. Well, we're almost literally about a week to go probably to have fully up and running. So here we'll be helping the UK hypnotherapy students, those who trained with Dolores Cannon and continuing to train. And here we'll be also helping with the books and helping customers with seeing what you, Dolores, up to and bringing them up to speed. And, of course, we've got a Stephanie with us as well. So we've got a quite good team here, so that's all I can say. And we endeavor to support the Ozark Mountain Publishing and all the students as much as we can, really.
Yeah, because, we're here in the Ozark Mountains, and we do a lot from here. We do business all over the world, but this gives us a voice and a place over there, and it's going to be a big help. But the Glastonbury area and, Stonehenge and all that area has very high energy. And they were looking around London, and this isn't too far out from London, really, but the energy out there would be fantastic in all these old sacred places that are there. But, well, Stephanie's on the line, too, but Julie, tell them this is going to be our headquarters. We've got living quarters there. You have an office, but tell them what else we're going to be doing there that Stephanie will be a part of.
Okay.
Are we referring to Stephanie, I guess? Stephanie, are you online?
What's she going to be doing in addition to the business in the building there?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry, going. You have to forget. I mean, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I took a little nap, and my brain is wanting to go back to bed. So I'm going, what? Okay.
Until the show is over, anyway. Stephanie is also a part of this. She's helping with the business, but also tell them about another part of this. It's a house, really.
Yes.
And it's a big house.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to be so silly right there. We actually have a beautiful, we're calling it the healing room. It's a therapy room. It's a room designed Stephanie's doing private sessions. She'll probably talk about that a little bit more, too, when she comes on. But she's doing private sessions, and it's also available for if anybody else, any other students are in the area. We're not calling them students anymore. We're calling them practitioners. If they would like to use the room, it's also available for therapists of many kinds to use the room. It's a beautiful room. Vitaly set it up. It's gorgeous energies in it, and it's just fantastic. Stephanie's used it twice now, and so she'll talk about that a little bit more about how it's working. It's just a beautiful room for this, and and then there's a beautiful sanctuary that he's built within the building here that provides, it's like a generator of energy. I mean, etherically, you can see the beacon of light that comes out of this building. Only our listeners will understand that, but I mean, you really can't see it. It shoots out the top, and you know, and then it provides the energy for the building, but it's also, it's doing something else for the entire area and, you know, maybe this part of the world, who knows? So it's really cool.
But Stephanie is doing, my method is what she's doing the therapy with there. She's using my method that she learned in the classes, isn't she? It's available for all kinds of therapists. If they want to do massage, if they want to do other healing, that they'll be able to rent the room there to do their own therapy work. But it's a big house. So it's amazing this whole thing is coming together. Okay, let's let Stephanie come in and talk about her part then.
Hello. Nice to speak to you all. So I wanted to add, when we decided where we were going to put the office, it was a surprise to me, but when we were traveling through Wiltshire, in the town that I live in Wiltshire, I mentioned where we live on one of the tours that we were doing at the time, Sacred England it was called, with Dolores. And I said, well, this is where I live. And I saw literally saw a light bulb go up above Julia's head. And I knew then that she would be bringing the office near to where I live, which is absolutely perfect because it's wonderful to be able to work with Julia and Vitali and you know, the whole of Ozark from near where I live in this absolutely gorgeous part of England, which, as Vitali said, is full of these very ancient energies. And then part of that tour, we went to Stonehenge and Avebury, and this is where we get to have our office, is right up the road, literally from Avebury. So very, very powerful energies.
And you said
and it is gorgeous here.
And you're doing therapy there now. You're doing the sessions, aren't you?
Yes, I do. And I'm very lucky. As we already said, I've done two sessions from there, and they've both been a lot of fun and very interesting sessions, as they always are. And as you said, I'm using your method. You know, we've just got people wanting to come here and have the method. And I'm very, very much enjoying being able to use this absolutely gorgeous space that we've got to use. The energies are fantastic. Very much looking forward to inviting other people to come and use the room as well, because I think that they'll appreciate the energy as well.
I mean, is it because you know, other therapists, the other modalities, and whatever they want to come and accept clients there?
Mm. Uh-huh. We've also been talking about doing some work, Julia and Vitali and I together. You know, some more energy work, some teaching, healing, inviting students. You know, practitioners to come in and use the room use it as a community building space too, actually, for fellow Dolores practitioners. It's very, very important to build a community and invite one another to help one another, support one another. So any other Dolores practitioners who are listening, we're very, very much looking forward to working with you as well.
And we have already trained many people in, I've had a class about every year in England, and we've also had classes in Europe, so we have many people over there who have taken the classes and are using the method. And we're going to have more classes, too, later on in this year in that area. So I think it would be very good if people did want to use it and they could contact Stephanie, because Julia's coming home. It'll be Stephanie and Vitali, the ones who'll be able to contact over there. And before we go off the air, she'll be able to give you how to get a hold of them.
I certainly will. And right. You know, they can contact Vitali as well. We'll give out the office number very soon.
On how to reach you over there if anybody's interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And we have been talking a lot about, this is not really set though, Julia, is it, about having more things online where, you know, we have a studio here now on my property right next to our Ozark Mountain offices, and the warehouses are up here on my land, and we built a studio up here and to televise from, I guess you would say. Now it's not televising, it's broadcasting on the internet. And to start doing things, more things online, they said it was so I wouldn't have to travel as much, but this whole year I'm still going to be doing a lot of traveling. But you were talking about trying to set up something like that, weren't you, Julia?
Yes, we're, and this is something I had to get used to also, because the messages we were given was that you needed to cut back on the traveling, yet this year it seems like you're traveling as much, but we actually did cut back a little bit. But what I'm told is this is the transition year. We are getting the online things. They're in their very beginning phases. We, my goal is to have online classes ready to go by like May. And so, that'll be our next project. We have started doing some filming for the new website so that we have more information, and also for the new practitioner forum for the, as a support group for the practitioners, so that they have more of you on a, you know, more live basis. And then we will follow through with the classes. That's something very new, and we're just now starting to get into it. So I don't know the time frame on that. That's because that's my next project, really. So
there was a beep. I think somebody's calling in. But we think we'll have it to where they'll be able to ask questions, too, if we do the online classes, aren't they?
Yes, that's part of it that we'll figure out. We'll have a live section probably where, you know, they are able to do the classes, you know, via recordings, but then there'll be points that you can actually do something live with them. So, but that's the part that we've got to work out. And then as we build that, then we will start cutting back on some of the maybe live classes that you do. Well, that's where we'll restructure it a little bit so that you don't have to do quite as much traveling, because people need to understand that, you know, anybody that travels knows that traveling is wearing. And so, and you've been doing it a very long time, and we just need to shift to how we're doing things. In this day and age, we can. So that's what we're doing, and that's where these posts are being set up all over the world. And this is part of a bigger plan and a bigger system that we're probably not even aware of at this point. We're just following our guidance and doing what we're being told to do. And because the way these things are falling into place, we know there's something much bigger at work here. So, and that's just coming through right now. So, who knows where that's going.
Let's see if there's somebody online. Is there a caller online?
Yes.
Okay, you want to ask something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I really like to know. First, I'm very happy to talk to you tonight.
Uh-huh.
And
thank you.
We'd like to.
Who is it?
Thank you too. Hello.
What's your name?
Patrick.
Patrick. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to know what's the difference between angel and ETs.
Angels and ETs? Is that your question?
Yeah.
There's a big difference. A huge difference between the two. Okay, ETs are just like you. They're just a being in a body, a soul in a body. Their bodies happen to look a little different than ours do because they come from different environments and different biological circumstances, but they're just a soul inhabiting a physical body. That's what an ET is. And there, we always say all this body is just your suit of clothes, your costume you're wearing to play this part right now. So the ETs are the same way. They're just a costume that a soul puts on. You've been ETs. Everybody has. It's a physical being. That's why they're not to be feared. They're not any different than us. I always say we are them and they are us. Now, an angel, on the other hand, is something totally different. They are usually messengers, and they're like spirits, but they most of the time, it's very, very rare that I've ever found that an angel has ever come into a human body. I think I've only had one case in all thousands and thousands that I've done, and of course the entity had a very difficult time. But angels st- stay on the spirit side, and they work with the Creator, and they work with the guides and the masters and the elders on the spirit side. And this is why when you talk about guardian angels, guides, everyone has a guide or a guardian angel, whatever you want to call it, that are with you your entire life to help you. You're never, ever alone. They're always somebody with you from the moment you're born until you die. And that's what the angels are. It's a totally different thing. And they are considered messengers, delivering messages and taking care of the people that are in a physical body. So that's a huge difference between an angel and an ET. Does that make sense to you, Patrick?
Yeah, it makes sense more now. I was not sure if it was like kind of same person or...
Can I interject here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you seen the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage in it?
Yes.
Patrick? I that's where your question is coming from, isn't it?
I saw that movie and yes and no.
Well, the part was why I'm saying that was at the end. And it's actually where a lot of people, I mean, there is this distinction, like she's saying, there are ETs and there are angels.
Yeah.
But in the days of old, you know, when people would see, when they did the drawings and they had the wings and everything, at the end of this movie, it was like showing, because that's why I got a message one time, and they said people were actually seeing the Space Brothers, and they, because they could fly, they thought they were angels. And at the end of that movie, it exactly showed that it was because of their auras and things. And as they moved, they had like wisps coming off of them that looked like wings. And I'm like, oh my goodness, there we go. That's where they made that connection. So that's why a lot of people think they are the same thing. They are the distinction, but that's why a lot, they actually have mistaken ETs and said they were angels because they looked that way.
Yeah, and in my work, we found they don't have wings. This is just the way they've been depicted down through history. But I think it goes along with the idea that they can fly, they can appear and disappear, and go over long distances. And so they just assumed they had to have wings in order to be able to do that. So that's the way they've always drawn them in that way. But in my work, I've never had any that really had wings. It's a different thing. I haven't seen that movie yet.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie, I think. I mean, it's like, I'm not even remembering now, but I just remember that last scene. I was so amazed at that last scene, the very end of the movie.
I'll have to see it then. Okay, but does that straighten things out, Patrick?
Yeah, that's pretty good for me. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, and thanks for calling in. Okay. Anybody else, just feel free to call in if you have a question. We're all on the line tonight. There's another one. Okay. So anybody on your end, Stephanie or anybody else wants to jump in if you get an intuition. Okay, who's online now?
Hello. Hi, Dolores.
Who is this?
Hi, Dolores. My name is Ginger, and
Ginger.
I'm calling from Canada.
Okay.
I've been enjoying your books, and as I'm going through them, I couldn't help but want to hear more about your clients and how their lives changed after they had a session.
Uh-huh.
And I have a suggestion that might help with that, and it might be a way that will enable them to record and diarize their experiences as they happen. And you can refer to it and collect information for future books, and your students can see it, but it's private, you know. So I realize your students have, I'm sorry that I keep pausing. I can hear my voice a little bit, and it's...
Oh, it's kind of getting feedback, huh?
A little bit,
okay.
But I understand that your students have a web platform that they can confidentially log into, and it's just for them, for students and practitioners. But there can be another end to the platform for clients, and after they have a session, their lives will, they'll feel change, and they'll have experiences, and they'll notice things, and it would be wonderful if they can have a way to log in and send you messages or post them, and perhaps they can read messages that other clients have posted where they've had such wonderful change in their lives.
Well, see, the only thing, you know, I follow it through as far as I can. You know, many times in the cases that are in the books, I do have emails and letters that they've sent me afterwards when they go back to the doctor and their problem is gone. And I do put those things in there. But the majority of these people, I never hear from again. Sometimes it can be years later and somebody will email me and they'll say, I'm sorry I waited so long, but the session was life-changing. But see, after the session, they go on with their lives. And yeah. I don't follow up because I see so many people. I assume everybody is fine. If they weren't, I think I would really hear. But they just go on with their lives, and I think that's the way it should be. They don't feel, I guess they don't feel the need to have interaction with the other clients that much. And I have to keep people anonymous. I can't ever reveal their name.
That's true.
It's like a doctor patient relationship. You can't reveal their names or anything about them. That's why I keep them anonymous in the books, and I make changes so they won't be identifiable. So some people don't want people to know about their private lives. So it'd be a little hard, I think. But I do get feedback, you know, emails and letters, and I do know these people are having a lot of help from these sessions.
Well, like you, I'm endlessly curious, and I just couldn't help it. I just wanted to know, even anonymously, how, for example, the lady that originated from Africa, that you gave her a session in Las Vegas, and I would just love to know how her life is going, even though we needn't know where she is and what she's doing. Just how it propelled her into her future and in what way. But I realize there would be some difficulty in handing out passwords for clients to be able to log in and share their stories. But
you know,
I'm just a detailed person, I probably would be logging in and sharing. It's like a diary.
Most people don't want to. They just want to go on with their lives, and they want to live normal again. It really is what it's all about. But I have them coming to my classes and at the lectures, and sometimes they want to get up there and tell what happened to them. So I do know it is helping people. But I don't know. I think that'd be a little harder to do. Instead of the way the students do, now they want to share because they want to get more experience and get better at what they're doing. But I think the clients prefer to keep their lives private, and that's where the difficulty comes in. Julia, what do you think about that?
That's what I'm trying to jump in. Ginger, what is your suggestion there? And we might look at that and just see. Some people do like to share their experiences. So, What were you suggesting? You said you had something in mind.
Well, I would love to be able to, after my session, share if I have a wonderful change of direction or experience. But I would like to read them as well. And as I'm reading Dolores's book series, I think I'm halfway through. I'm curious. I just really would enjoy knowing how, once they realized their purpose, did they completely go off in a different direction, or did it just put their mind at ease and they added little by little some change to their lives. But I guess if in terms of the of a web platform, you have your practitioners logging in and helping one another, but another arm of the platform could also be for the client if they want to log in and diarize or share, and your practitioners could see that as well.
Okay,
I guess it would be up to you if you wanted how you wanted to use it, but it's endless, the possibilities of what you could do.
Yeah, like I said, some of them have shared, and I found out even years later that of the wonderful results they had. They just went back to their lives and just forgot about telling me what had happened. But I don't know. That's my main job, though, is to protect people. I have to be very careful of their own lives, and that's why I don't let anyone know their names and everything. I have to be very protective. So this was something that would, I don't know if it could be worked out or not, because they would be giving their real names.
Not necessarily.
They may not have to.
Not necessarily.
Uh-huh. But, you know, Julia, we've been at places, lectures and things, and somebody will come up to us and say, hey, I'm that person in that book. And they're willing to tell everybody there. And I said, well, I was trying to keep you anonymous.
It's up to them.
I wouldn't want to push it on some of the other ones, though.
Well, it's not pushing it. It's just opening it up. Like she's saying, it's just making it available if anybody wants to share. And some people love to share. So it's, I think it's an idea. It's something that we can look into. And thank you for that suggestion, Ginger.
You're welcome. I was looking for some to show my husband, because he's one of the skeptics, and we're complete polar opposites at this point.
That sounds so familiar. My readers are that way. But I don't know how much more proof somebody could want. They say...
Exactly.
They say no amount of proof will ever convince a skeptic, and a believer doesn't need any proof. But, scientific experiments. If you get the same results again and again, they consider that experiment to be valid. So what I'm doing is the same thing. If we get the same results through hundreds of people, to me that is proof, because it makes it valid. You're getting the same thing is happening again and again.
I think once he hears my session, he will be fine, because he's known me since age 15. And I think it's his back pain and his post-traumatic stress disorder that is causing his reluctance.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to show him that he needs to open up and try alternatives, because nothing
is working. I push everybody toward the alternatives and the natural healing. That's where it's all at.
Yes.
But you said your session, have you had a session?
I haven't yet. I had tried once, but I had unfortunately had some coffee. And because I have an analytical mind, my conscious mind kept interfering.
The left brain people have a harder time, the left brain people. But anyway, I always say don't try to convince anybody, because they'll only resist it. Drop the little crumbs, drop the little hints, and let them, eventually, whenever they get ready, they'll be asking questions, and then you'll have the answers. So, everybody's where they're supposed to be. We can't push that.
May I jump in there and tell about when I did a session with my own husband, who was a skeptic? My husband sounds very much like yours, Ginger, and I wouldn't say he's a skeptic, but he doesn't know quite whether to believe it or not, and we'll put it that way. But he's very supportive, and he loves that I do this work, and so that's good enough for me. But one day I said, okay, it's your turn now, and he, all right. So he wasn't sort of enthusiastic, but he sort of thought, okay, fine. And I was very surprised to be able to get him to go to a past life, which he went to immediately. He is an engineer. He's got a very, very analytical mind. But he went straight away, and I took him through a life back in China, where he looked like he was some kind of a nobleman, maybe. He was very well dressed in a long blue robe. And it turned out, now this is how I know it's true, because no one would make this up. He had one wife who he was living with, and then he was sort of had another one on the side who he loved and he had children with. And he described the food that they were cooking, and he described her. And anyway, so I brought him out of the session, and he sat up and he was shaking his head, and he said, "That was very, very strange." And I thought, "Well, what did you think about that?" And he said, "Well, okay, I suppose it explains why I like Chinese food." And that was all he would say about it. That was good.
Anyway, you know, everybody, you have to wait until they're ready. We can't push it anyhow. Okay,
well, I have to say that even though my session didn't fully regress, I did see something technicolor that was for just a few seconds that was absolutely amazing. So I know it will happen. It looked like plant life at the bottom of the ocean that was slowly wafting back and forth, and it was in many different colors.
Uh-huh. Well, the person who did your session, did she use my method?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You get a left brain person, analytical, it's harder. You have to work harder. But
I just might be his challenge. I think he's completed class number one.
Yeah.
But he is determined.
Okay, but you know, he's where he's supposed to be. But anyway, Ginger, thanks for calling in and giving us that suggestion. And like Julia said, we will consider it. We don't know where this is going. Everything is growing so fast now. But thanks for calling in.
Well, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. See, I was thinking Stephanie needs to talk about what we're planning toward the end of the year.
Yes.
Let me say first where we're going to go next, and then Stephanie can come in on what we're planning for Europe and the cruise and everything.
And then also, Vitaly, before we end, also, Vitaly has some stuff he wants to say, so we need to allow him about 3 to 5 minutes. So just know that in your time structure, everybody.
Yeah, I'm watching the clock here. but, you know, we will leave the middle of February, and right now we're sending out emails and everybody to let them know I'm doing classes. The first class is going to be in L.A., and that's in February the 13th through that whole week. And then we go immediately to Kona on the Big Island of Hawaii, and we're having a class there, and that's from the 20th through the whole week. So those classes are still open for people if they want to sign up. And we are sending out a lot of email blasts so people will know about them. If anybody's interested in those two classes, contact our office or go on our website, and we'll have the information there. But after the Kona class, Hawaii, I go directly to China, to Shanghai, and we're having a class there, and it's the first time to do a class in China. And Stephanie is coming from England to meet up with me in Shanghai, because Julia's going back after Hawaii. So she's going to meet up with me there to help with that class. And ought to be interesting because we're going to have to use translation. But if anybody's interested in the L.A. class or the one in Kona in Hawaii, you can contact our website. It's Ozark Mountain Publishing is the name of our company, and it is condensed. It's shortened abbreviated for the website is OZARKMT.com. Or if you're overseas, it's OZARKMT.com. And that's what we're going to do next. And then in that'll take us into March. We'll be back in the middle of March from China. And I'm going to Singapore on that trip to do a level two. I did one there in September, October, this last trip I just returned from. And they are ready for a second class. They want to know more. So I'll be going to that. I'll be back here the middle of March. Then the 1st of April, I have to go to Istanbul. They're having a World Summit UFO conference there. It's going to be very big. And then I'm coming back and doing some other conferences, things all through April. But we have our conference here in Arkansas in July. And what are the dates on that, Julie?
The July 13th to the 15th.
That's our
second weekend in July. Mm-hmm.
And this is our seventh one, and we always have wonderful speakers, and it's always a showcase, too, for the ones that our authors would have the new books that are coming up, so we always have that also. But then at the end of July is when we head out to England, and I will be over there until October, isn't it? This is going to be a long trip. The last one was 5 weeks. This is about 5 months. This is about 3 months, I think.
Yes, 3 months.
The end of July, I'm going to speak at a conference in Glastonbury. And Julie, tell them then after that, we're going to have classes after that.
I'm going to let Stephanie take it because she can sum up everything. She can probably do all the events that are going on. Is that okay, Stephanie?
That's absolutely fine. Yeah, I've got it right here.
So the end of July is the conference in Glastonbury.
That's okay. Right. It's called the Glastonbury Symposium. And if anybody wants it, it's all the W's and then glastonburysymposium.co.uk. And you are the featured speaker, so you're on the last day. You've got 2 hours that you're going to be talking about what the lecture title is 2012 and beyond, because I think that that's really important that everybody knows that there is a beyond and that there's a lot to look forward to not only this year but you know for the future. That's the title of all the lectures that will be taking place this year. So after the Glastonbury Symposium, then we've got India. You're going to go and speak in India. And then
A last-minute thing that has just come in, this one to India. Well, and we're still finalizing that, I think.
Yes, that's right. I understand. We're still finalizing it. And just lecturing in India at this point. And then back here, then we're going to go to Helsinki in Finland. And there'll be a lecture there and then the level one classes and then Munich after that. And again, the lecture and then the level one class. And then very exciting, we've also got the conference happening for the first time over here in London in September. And we'll have authors like Guy Needler, who was a very popular Ozark author. He'll be joining us as well as a couple of other Ozark speakers. So all our English people will be able to speak at the conference in London in September. And then, of course, we've got Farringdon. We've been the last couple of years. It's Farringdon in Oxfordshire. And we're doing level one and level two. So all our old students can come back for level two and meet one another and see one another there. So we're looking forward to that very much. And that was a very big class last year, so level two should be very big this year as well. Then we've got Rome in Italy. We've got level one class there, and Julia and Vitalia are working on something, another event somewhere in Italy just before, I believe.
Yes, we're still finalizing that, maybe in Naples.
Yeah. And then straight after Rome, of course, is the cruise, which is very, very exciting, and I believe that you've already spoken a little bit about it. So would you like me to go over the schedule this time?
Yes, the cruise of the Mediterranean. I mentioned something about it last week at the end of the show, but it was the cruise of the Mediterranean.
That's right, the Eastern Mediterranean. We've called the New Earth Cruise.
Some of the ports that we'll be stopping at.
So we start on the 5th of October, and we leave from Rome at Friday the 5th of October, and we depart at 5 o'clock. Then we sail until we find ourselves in Sicily, Italy, the next day. Then we've got a day at sea. Then we've got Athens, Greece, and we're going to be taking a special tour in Athens up in to the Parthenon, because there's a very special reason why, isn't there, Dolores?
Yeah.
Did you want to share that, or do you want me to keep going?
I mentioned something about it last week on the air.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so for those of you who will have heard last week, Dolores is going to be speaking on the cruise about her her new book, Convoluted Four. And, of course, in that book, for those who've read it, she shares past lives, her own past life memories. And some of you will know that Dolores has some past life memories from a lifetime where she witnessed a death of one of her lifetimes in Athens, at the Parthenon. So we're going to be visiting the Parthenon, which is very special, so we can have the experience of seeing the Parthenon, with Dolores. Then we're going to see Ephesus in Turkey, where we're going to also have all three speakers, and I should say also Julia will be speaking on this cruise, along with Guy Needler. And Julia, you want to say a few words about this in a second, about your role and what you'll be speaking on, because you'll have your own workshop. In Ephesus...
But Julie, we want to make sure we allow time here for Vitaly to say here's what he wants to say.
Right.
Let's speed it up a little bit here. Go ahead. I'm watching the clock.
Right. So in Turkey, it's very important because it's Mother Mary's house, and of course, we all know that about the Jesus book, so there's a big connection there. Then we're going to visit Rhodes, Santorini, and Mykonos. Then we've got Naples, and we're back in Rome on Monday the 15th of October. And if anybody wants to book, the web address is lifejourneys.net. And then you can scroll down and you can see future journeys. So lifejourneys.net. And we're very, very much looking forward to it. We've got Julia speaking as well as Guy Needler, and, of course, Dolores is doing several workshops. So it's very, very exciting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we were going to go to Egypt, but because of all the turmoil over there, you said none of the ship lines are going to Egypt this year.
It was fun. We tried to make it work, and I just thought, I'm not going to push this. This doesn't feel right. The energy just doesn't feel right, and the second I stopped pushing it, the Mediterranean cruise just popped up, and it was absolutely perfect. And so we're very, very excited to be going there.
Okay. All right. We've only got about 5 more minutes because we started a little later. I don't think they'll cut us off. So, thanks, Stephanie. But Vitaly wanted to say some things before we sign off. So go ahead, Vitaly, and watch the clock because we have to be finished by... when the hand is up on 12. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Dolores. Now, since the 2012 subject is one of the most talked about, I would like to share an extract from the energetic script channeled through what I begin to believe is the Council of 12. Beloved star-seeded ones, the ancient prophecies tell of the resplendent awakening of this galactic center of information. A long and tireless journey you have undertook to experience a single moment in time. In this alignment of heavenly bodies, planet Earth and mankind will return to its original state of expression, and you begin to experience potential future in the real now as fully self-realized beings. Furthermore, you will re-experience the true nature of unconditional love and friendship when you reunite with your universal neighbors, hailed from many stars and constellations. In this close encounter of the distant connection, as you emit through all layers of reality the most powerful codes of life to all creation, you will activate the knowledge stored in chambers of time. many of you will no longer require reincarnating as part of Earth services, and according to your aspirations, you will engage in other dimensions and continue learning ever more wisdom, always ascending upwards, always seeking light within the light. Dear loved ones, in this galactic leap in dimensional faith, we are grateful to our choices to guide you against all odds and to relive with you all that you have lived for when you find your way back here where it all started. We believe that you will seek no refuge but face your final destiny, the history in making. Within missing pages of the history is a true story of a human spirit shackled by invisible chains in the hands of fear and collective ignorance. A true story of a final breath of hope as beloved planet Earth defends your human dignity as spiritual beings in knowledge that you will declare your true names once and forever. May this blessed journey, through which you explore the gift of life, open the gates of freedom to your ultimate destiny. And as you embrace your other selves of either dimensions, you will return to the Creator what is righteously universal, your true self, in its own reality. Thank you.
Okay, because now we're coming up to the time. Thanks, Vitaly. Now we're coming up to the time we're going to have to be signing off. And anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing the house. I won't get to see it till we go over there in July, and there's going to be a lot of changes between now and then. So Julia will be coming home, and she'll be back here for the show next week. So we'll have a lot more things we can talk about then. So I think that's everything.
Well, let me give out the number here very quickly for the local contact here for anyone in this area.
Yes,
and that
ahead.
Is, sure, okay, 01672-811-501. And that calls right in here into the office.
Yeah, say it again.
And then also on 01672-811-501. And they can also email Vitaly or Stephanie, and this will both be the same ending. It's Vitaly@OzarkMT.com or Stephanie@OzarkMT.com.
Spell Vitaly.
V-I-T-A-L-Y. It's Italy with a V on the beginning.
Thank
so,
you very much.
So,
somebody got
and,
it right.
And Stephanie is with an I-E at the end. So those are the two unique spellings of names.
What's the rest of the website then? Vitaly at what?
At OzarkMT.com. And Stephanie is the same ending.
And Stephanie at OzarkMT.com. And it'll come in there.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's the way to reach them. And that's our now UK presence. And we're so excited about it. So we are here.
And they also said if you just want to call, if you can do Ozark Mountain, or you can just type in DoloresCannon.com and you'll reach me there and see all of our scheduling, our classes, everything will be on that site also. Okay.
Actually,
so
that's
I
the best
think
way.
So. Time for us to go, and then you guys, Julie, you can go to bed now.
Yeah, all of us on this part of the world will be going to bed.
That's what I mean. It'd be 2 o'clock there. Okay, but thanks for connecting tonight, and I'll be seeing everybody very soon. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.